True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Jameis Winston, everybody's favorite personality under center, but it looks like he's not going to be under center for the Giants Monday night. The latest is Jackson Dart, the Giants rookie QB. He's cleared concussion protocol. He split first team reps with Jameis Winston and logged a full practice on Wednesday. So it would be a huge shocker, even though last week the protocol that he went through was kind of bizarre, where they held him out, even though it seemed like he was very much trending towards playing. That's Jackson Dart. And then Jameis Winston has a fantastic performance, but the Giants defense completely blows it, and they move on from Shane Bowen, their defensive coordinator. How are you feeling about Jackson Dart and seeing him with the Giants?
Look, Patriots saw this team at the end of the preseason, and Jackson Dart, when he was in early in that game, went right down the field and scored. And I know it's a preseason game, but my point is, that dude's making a lot of progress. As a young quarterback in a bad situation, which, oh, by the way, we saw here last year with the Patriots, he is making a lot of progress without Malik Nabers as well. And this is an offense, even without him last week, went toe-to-toe with the Detroit Lions in a very entertaining game as well. So Dart, to me, he's not going to be the toughest quarterback, obviously, the Patriots face this year with Josh Allen, Mayfield, right, Lamar Jackson, all that. But he is going to be, I think, one of the better quarterbacks they face this year, and that's credit to him. I think, again, we saw it a little bit in the preseason, and I think since then he's come a long way, too, in a bad situation.
So, Dart so far, of course, he missed a couple games with injury with his concussion, but he has 1734 in terms of yards from scrimmage, and he has 17 touchdowns, 10 passing touchdowns, 7 rushing touchdowns. I think it's better for the Patriots to see Jackson Dart. I mean, Jameis Winston is always the biggest wild card, but I think with Jackson Dart, it's just now is the time in the season to me when you're making the playoffs, and of course you want to battle for your seeding, and you, if God knows if you could get the bye, that's great, but you do want to be a little bit battle tested, right? Like, I think on both sides, I see both sides of the coin here where I do believe that people make a little too much of the soft schedule because the parity in this year is just unusual. Like, there are so many okay teams and a lot of bad teams, too. But at the same time, this is a young team with a lot of guys who haven't played together before this season. You bring in a bunch of free agents who have been great. And you have some really young guys, including your quarterback, and hopefully the left side of your offensive line coming back. I do think it's important for them to go into situations where they're seeing stronger competition. And I think Jackson Dart provides that above Jameis Winston.
Yeah, and I know we're going to get to this a little later. I'd say the Giants defensive line, I want all those guys to be healthy. I think for the same reason. I think you look at Jackson Dart in this offense, and I know they're 2-10, and people will roll their eyes when we say this, but they went into Denver, and they should have beat the Broncos. They blew that game, but that offense was right there going up and down the field. The Dallas offense has been great all year. I mean, Jackson, that Giants team scored 37 points, and I don't know if Jackson Dart was starting at that point. It was week two, but they've scored a lot of points against a lot of really good teams. I mean, Green Bay, one of the better teams in the NFL, just had a big win yesterday. That was a close game at MetLife, 27-20. Last week, overtime against the Detroit Lions. And so I know they're losing these games.
Yeah,
I
they're like it. The flip side of you, though, Lions. Like, they're the flip side of the Patriots, where the Patriots have blown out a couple teams. They've also been in one-score games, and credit to them, they find a way to win. Like, they are very professional in the way that they maintain their composure, or look very early in the season, they are able to come out on top of Miami. And I think that was a really important win for them. The Giants find ways to lose.
Yeah.
Like, they're in close games against these good teams, as you cited. They have 5 one-score games that they lost. And so I do think that that should give you confidence going against the Giants. I just don't think that they're the cakewalk that we thought the Bengals were, that we thought the Jets were going to be. Like, yeah, the Patriots are showing themselves to be the better team and finding ways to win this game, these games, but it's not easy for this team.
And I would add, too, that games the Giants have won, they've beaten the Chargers, which is a playoff team, and they beat the Eagles by 17. Eagles could go to the Super Bowl once again and win this year, and I know they haven't been quite as dominant as last year, but they're still an elite team. Giants beat them by 17. So the games they've won have been really impressive, and you're right, a lot of one-score losses. Like this game, I agree with you wholeheartedly. This is not going to be kind of the layup game. I think people a few weeks ago, I mean, Brian Daboll gets fired, right? People are like, oh, that Giants game.
Shane Bowen now fired to start the week.
I know. What a way to start the week, right? But I don't think this is – I think the Patriots will win this game, but I don't think this is the easy game. Like, I compare it a lot to that New Orleans game when people, I think, thought, oh, they're going to go down there and beat the Saints. They'll handle the Saints. You know, Spencer Rattler is the starter, blah, blah, blah.
The offense disappeared in the second half.
And I wouldn't be shocked if that Giants pass rush gets going, you see maybe something a little similar. Again, I think they're going to win, but I think it is not going to be an easy game like a lot of people think.
You mentioned the pass rush. Brian Burns from the Giants had this, I guess it's like constructive criticism for Drake May. I don't think it makes much sense, but it's an interesting talking point. This is what Brian Burns said earlier this week. I believe it was after practice, might have been before practice, I don't know, an availability. This is from SNY, so here's Brian Burns.
Brian, I know you guys just started preparing for the Patriots, but what have you seen sort of out of Drake May, and what makes him such a tough quarterback to play against?
Well, he's talented arm. I'm not really too sure yet about his how quick he is to process everything, but I do feel like he makes the right plays at the right time. He does seem a bit poised in the maybe a little bit too poised in the pocket, but just overall, he's been showing his talent for sure.
What do you mean about two poised? And I know folks have said that about Jackson Dart a little bit too. Of maybe there's a little bit of a, how do you sort of exploit that as a defender?
Really just getting to him, like hitting his blind spots, like his backside. Like I feel like at times he's so caught up in, you know, making the right play, or you know, getting so caught up in his routes downfield, he just forgets about somewhat of what who's rushing him, if that makes sense. Like what I mean by poise, it could be a bad thing, could be a good thing, but what I mean by poise is that he takes his time, that he makes the right reads, and you know, he tries to make the right play. It can also bite you in the butt at a certain amount of times if you know, you got edge rushers coming and you're not really too cognitive of where they are.
So the New York Giants think that Drake May may be too poised in the pocket. Is that his way of saying that Drake is waiting for the play to develop because he knows he has the shots downfield, especially when Kayshon Boutte is out there? And so he's willing to pass up maybe a couple good looks. We know he doesn't always go to the check down. And so he can feel the pocket when he thinks he has it, and he'll wait for that deep developing play and not know that somebody's coming right at him.
Yeah, I think it's his way of saying he thinks sometimes May holds on to the ball too long. I think, and we've seen that a little bit. Like, our criticisms of May over the last 2 years have been holding on to the ball too long, turnovers, getting from read numbers 2 to 3 to 4. And I think he's made a ton of progress in the, like we see it this year, turnovers. And I know he had the pick six against the Bengals. They've ticked up a little bit the past 2 weeks, but on the whole, turnovers are down from a year ago. He's hitting more checkdowns, still maybe not enough. He's going through the progressions a little bit better, but still there's times we see it where he holds onto the ball a little bit too long, and either he takes unnecessary hits or he's trying to make plays downfield. And I think that, to me, that's what Brian Burns is talking about here.
Yeah, I think he's talking about the focus on the deep ball, which you don't want to take away, even when we'll get to the status of the offensive line and whether you really dodged a bullet in terms of hopefully having Will Campbell back for playoffs. but I think he's grasping at straws a little bit there, Brian Burns, like saying, oh, that quarterback has too much composure in the pocket. It's like saying someone is, they're too good of a public speaker. It's like, is that really possible? Just say that he wants the home run. He doesn't want to hit a single. He wants to mix my sports and metaphors. He wants the home run. And we know that. And we think that we can capitalize on that. And it's probably true. Like, that's part of the reason that this might be a bigger challenge for the Patriots than people who are just looking at the record and just looking at the Giants as a non-contender, a team that's not making the playoffs, and saying, well, Monday night football, this is going to be a rout in Foxborough.
Yeah, and from the Giants' perspective, like, and to your point about throwing the ball downfield, like, Patriots have 45 pass plays of over 20 yards this year. Just for context, they had 34 all of last year. That was fun. But 45 this year of 20-plus yards. So if you're the Giants and that great pass rush and you're trying to stop the Patriots, that's the first thing you're looking at is, all right, they throw the ball downfield a ton. We even saw it last week. They didn't really hit it, but Kayshon Booty did have that pass interference penalty he drew. So they're still, whenever Kayshon Booty's in the lineup, they're trying to do that. We've seen them do it a lot with DeMario Douglas.
Yeah, Douglas all of a sudden. We thought that he was just a little slot guy.
Yeah.
He's a real vertical threat now.
But here's the thing that I think from a Brian Burns perspective is really interesting, and I think from a Patriots game planning perspective is interesting, is are you going to do that against that pass rush with these offensive line? Like, I wonder if you're much better off not doing that. And I know that's been their MO all year. Throw the ball deep. They're better at it than anyone else. This might be a week where that's not as good of an idea, and I think they could do something quite different.
Okay, well, let's take a minute to open our Window World of Boston window here in the studio. It's a little bit chilly today. I got to say, I don't know, yesterday was a beautiful sunny day, and we've been having overall such nice weather. I don't think I'm ready for winter. I know it's like practically December, and everybody's excited to get all their Christmas lights up and holiday decor, but it's chilly out there today, so if you're going out for your Black Friday deals, be prepared. Put on mittens. Put on a hat. Don't act like you're too big of a man to wear mittens, okay? Mittens are warmer than gloves. Put your mittens on. Window World of Boston, we're simply the best for less, is their tagline. Locally owned, nationally known. They don't rely on gimmicks. They offer everyday low pricing. Window World is more than just windows. They also install roofing, siding, and exterior doors. They're your one-stop shop, full-service exterior remodeler. Go online, set up a free consultation, get a free estimate at windowworldofboston.com. We're going to continue looking at the Patriots. What can you expect with the offensive line in the shape that it's in? Could it get really bad? Are things going to get bad for Drake May for the first time this season? Is it going to look a little bit more like that first quarter of the Bengals game? And what is that Bengals game tell us now with the huge win that they had last night when you had a little bit of a rough time against them last Sunday? All that after Trending with John Lines.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Thanksgiving football slate was full yesterday. The Packers beat the Lions 31-24 in the first game. Micah Parsons had 2.5 sacks in that game, and according to someone on the text line, put him ahead of Drake May in the MVP discussion. I don't know if I'll go that far. Dak Prescott threw for 320 yards in a 31-28 win over the Chiefs. The loss drops Kansas City to 6-6. In the night game, the Cincinnati Bengals celebrated the return of Joe Burrow by beating the Ravens in Baltimore 32-14. Evan McPherson was 6-for-6 on field goals for the Bengals. The Bruins are taking on the Rangers at TD Garden at 1 o'clock today in their Black Friday matinee. They are coming off a 2-2 road trip, including a 3-1 win over the Islanders on Wednesday night. Boston Celtics are off today. We'll be back in action tomorrow against the Timberwolves. And finally, the Patriots are gearing up for their Monday night clash with the New York Giants. Jackson Dart, as we mentioned, has cleared concussion protocol. Kayvon Thibodeau and Dexter Lawrence were listed as did not participate on the Giants injury report. The Patriots offensive line is banged up, with Will Campbell being placed on IR and Morgan Moses and Jared Wilson listed as did not participate on the Patriots injury report after both got banged up in Sunday's win over the Bengals. Trending Now is brought to you by Ready to Make Holiday Shopping Easy. With the Brother Gift Guide, you find it, you wrap it, and done. From creative to practical, find all your gifts in one place. Make the holidays shine at brothergiftguide.com. WEEI.com. I'm John Lyons. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list. And prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
The update from Mike Vrabel on Wednesday. No surprise there. Will Campbell go into IR? To clarify, because I've seen some people say, well, this happens at an okay time because it's the bye week. So, you know, that's a week when they're not going to play. Obviously, that's the meaning of a bye week. But it's four games, not 4 weeks. So the bye week doesn't really help you in terms of, oh, you're only going to miss Will Campbell for maybe 3 games. No, it's going to be 4 games no matter what. Jared Wilson has a little bit more wiggle room, it sounds like. He's not going on IR. He will hopefully be back in a shorter stint than that. So this is all to say, though, your left side is now Ben Brown and Vidarian Lowe, who I guess have the benefit of having played with Drake May last year. So at least there's some chemistry there.
That is a way to spin it, Megan.
There's some chemistry. They know each other. What's your expectation, John, for how the left side of the line is going to look? And how bad could it get for the offense?
And by the way, your IR point, same thing for Milton Williams as well, right? He's the bye week in there.
Right, so right, which game. We should mention.
Yeah. Look, the left tackle concerns me more than the left guard. Because
as it should.
Ben Brown, first of all, I think he's a little bit better at his position than Vidarian Lowe is. And look, I know Vidarian Lowe, second half of last year, there was injury issues. I get it. But just watching this guy in his time in New England, he is a backup tackle, okay, mm-hmm. at best. And no offense on Black Friday, Vidarian Lowe, but he's a backup tackle at best. And what also worries me here is, look, Marcus Bryant, late round draft pick, first team all AAC 2023, a young tackle with long arms, Mega, which I know we're all excited about, right? I think he's got some potential there.
You think Marcus Bryant should be filling in instead of Vidarian Lowe at left tackle?
If you go back to the preseason, he was their top swing tackle throughout the preseason. And I know it's preseason, but when he was playing and when he was in
All due respect, Travion Henderson looked like he was going to be rookie of the year.
What I'm getting at is Morgan Moses missed part of that Bengals game with an injury. Now you have Vidarian Lowe in. If one of those guys go down, it's going to be Marcus Bryant. That's late round rookie who, again, I might like him, but he needs a year of development. You watch his tape in Missouri opposite Armon Membo, did not bend very well. Like he's got to work on that. He's a big dude. So that's where, and we've talked about this, Mega, I feel like going back to our six ring podcast and training camp, the depth of this team And what is the depth? And you're not going to replace Will Campbell, a guy who I know people bitched about all offseason, but fourth overall draft pick, has played really well this year overall. You're not just going to replace him. But then it gets to, okay, now you're down Jared Wilson for probably at least one game, you know, probably two games, maybe three.
He's not playing Monday.
Right. So it could be end up being two games. We'll see with the bye week, whatnot. I know he's been up and down, but he's your most athletic offensive lineman, right? This guy that ran a 4.8 40 at the combine, he's your most athletic guy. Does that change how you call things in the run game? Bradbury's been okay this year, but I think like not great. Onwenu's been inconsistent. So I think, again, now all of a sudden this depth that we talked about all the way going back, now it's going to get tested. Can you really depend on Vidarian Lowe for four games? Can you depend on Ben Brown for at least one, maybe two or three games? If Marcus Bryan has to go in for either tackle, can you depend on that? Because, again, there's things to like in them, but can you really depend on them? Because that's been the thing. This offensive line, the Patriots have played, what, 12 games? They've played together for 11 out of the 12. Has not been the case in the Patriots offensive line since, I feel like, since they won Super Bowl 53. It's been a long time since they've had that level of continuity.
Health overall has been huge for this team.
Yeah.
617-779-7937 is the number if you want to text in, if you want to call in. I am getting a little flack for what I said. I was reading from a report from Channel 5. Sorry, guys. I'm not an economist, okay? I'm not that smart. But somebody was saying, because I think the report said people are going to spend 3-4% more during the holiday season. Somebody said, well, that's just because prices are higher. Maybe true. I don't know. I'm not following those indicators, so I don't know. It sounded like good news to me. I could be very wrong.
Prices are obviously higher.
They always feel high to me.
But with Black Friday sales, do they come down? And if you're still spending that amount of money, you know, it's, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we can yeah.
You
talk
want to have an economics?
I really don't.
Segment. Well, no, somebody said earlier on the text line, I can only talk about sports, so maybe I should branch out.
I don't think think you're going to be winning people with charisma if you go over to economics.
What about
economics
if I talk about
sports?
Ken Burns, The American Revolution?
You know, I haven't watched it.
Okay,
and
I'm only
I would
four
love
episodes
to talk.
In.
I was thinking that I was going to get. Okay, now you got me down this road. I was saying the other day at Patriots practice to another reporter, I'm thinking about getting into the Revolutionary War because I like really haven't visited since, I don't know, middle school, elementary school, when you learn about all the birth of the nation and like of the country. And he was like, the Revolutionary War is pretty boring. And I was like, are you serious? You think the Revolutionary War is boring? Like, it was basically like a civil war going on in our country as it was being founded. Like, a lot of the country was like, we should just be British. That's fascinating.
Yeah, and actually the Burns documentary gets into that a lot. It's really, really interesting. It's well done. And it's, I feel like we talked about this off air a little bit. That's not an easy documentary to make either. There's no archival footage. There's no veterans.
Just have, like, old letters.
Yeah, there's no veterans you can interview, right? So it's like That's a difficult one to make. And look, I'm four episodes in. I think it's really, really good so far.
Okay. Well, I'm going to visit that maybe during the bye week. Maybe during the bye week is when I will get into the new Ken Burns documentary. But if you have any hot Revolutionary War takes that you want to get off your chest on this Black Friday, you're like, man, I have been thinking about that scene in the Mel Gibson movie, The Patriot, and how it's historically inaccurate, and I need to explain why. This is the place where you can come and air that out. But going back to the offensive line, how big of a risk is this for Drake? And I think people immediately think with Drake May having the offensive line down, they go, oh my God, this is when he could get hurt, or he's going to have to take off with his legs more, and that puts him at risk. I actually think that it puts just the entire offense at risk in terms of being the spine of the offense and what falls apart off of that. Like, the deep ball may fall apart very quickly if Drake doesn't have the time, as we heard from Brian Burns a couple minutes ago from the Giants, talk about letting the play develop, letting Kayshon Booty get open, letting other guys fight and get open and going through his progressions. It could just throw the rhythm of Drake May's passing offense, which has really propped up this team for most of the season. It could throw a huge wrench in that.
And I think, to add context to this, it's not just like, oh, their offensive line is banged up. It's you're going against Abdul Carter, who has 35 pressures, Brian Burns, second in the NFL in sacks. And then if Thibodeau plays, he's a top five pick level talent. And Dexter Lawrence, if you're into PFF, third-rated interior pass rusher on PFF. Doesn't have a ton of huge numbers.
I think that's kind of inflated.
It may be a little bit, but the point is that front is really, really... As bad as the Giants' defense is overall, that front rushing the passer is really good. So what I think they're going to do, and if you're a Patriots fan, you'll remember this game, Week 1 2019 banner night against the Steelers. That was TJ Watt, all those great pass rushers. They went five wide receivers, spread them out, and had the ball out of Brady's hands in 2 seconds. And that's how they negated the pass, because their offensive line was a little... I think they weren't quite sure, because I think that was like Isaiah Wynn's first regular season game. They weren't sure how it was going to go. And,
oh, we found out how it went.
Yeah, right, not great.
It did not go well for Isaiah Wynn in New England.
And I went back earlier this week and rewatched that game, because I'm a nerd. But in that game...
You're just like watching random...
Well,
because
I thought
from 2019, that wasn't even a good season.
Because I thought what they did win that game, like 33-3. But I thought in my mind,
but they were fool's gold.
A little bit. Especially
Brady
once Antonio,
knew they were fool's gold.
Especially once Antonio Brown started threatening that lady's kids, then they really went down. But I went back and watched because I thought, wow, McDaniels might use the exact same plan. Because in that game, it was basically two things: play action passes over the middle, and five wide receivers spread them out and get the ball out right away. And I think if you're a Patriots fan now, that's what you should want Josh McDaniels to do. Force the ball out of May's hands, especially early in this game. Against that front, prime time, they're going to be charged up. And yes, Lowe and Ben Brown have experience with May, but they don't have a lot of experience working with Garrett Bradbury, who's going to be helping call protections with May. They don't have a lot of experience this season with May. So I think that, if you're a Patriots fan, go back to that game from 2019. That's what I think you should want the Patriots to do this Monday night.
This is where I'm worried that the offense could be a little bit of a paper tiger, because I think that they have come to rely on Drake's deep ball passing so much. Like, it's almost like a fail-safe for them. They know that things like they can have these ongoing flaws. Like, the defense can give up a score every first possession of a game, practically, is how it feels. And they can have very limited running game. They can have Gonzo, I'm sorry, I'm just picking on guys now, getting burned for a touchdown by a guy named Tinsley. Like, they can have these flaws because they know that Drake is a huge eraser. And I think when you lose the offensive line in that way for a couple games, I don't know where you go. Like, I don't know that they have so many different looks that they can give. I don't know that we'll see the screen game that we expected from Josh McDaniels and that we saw a lot in training camp, quite frankly. Like, John, you were at training camp a bunch. Were you as surprised as I was once the season got rolling that the offense looked so different than what we saw in training camp in terms of the looks and the progressions that Drake went to?
Yeah, I was. And I think it's been a combination of the offensive line was better than, obviously much better than last year, but I think even better than maybe they thought it would be early in the year. And the deep ball has been so good for them, because I agree with you. In training camp, I was like, oh, they're going to hit Travion Henderson on a million screens this year.
Or remember
Stephon Diggs.
When Washington came to town and they had the joint practice, like, Drake looked better than Jaden Daniels that day because he was getting the ball out so fast.
Yeah,
it was so fast. It was like 1-2, boom. 1-2, boom. Like, not even that long. And we go, okay, this is a Josh McDaniels offense. He's going to do the old Brady playbook, and this is how it's going to be. And it's totally not that.
And I think, again, some of it is they've just been good at the deep ball. But, yeah, it's a great point, Meg. They have not run the ball as well as you thought. The underneath stuff, I'm not saying it hasn't been there at all, but it hasn't been as prevalent as I think we thought it would be. And I think it's going to have to be now, right? So maybe they adapted as the year went on and said, hey, we're just good at throwing the deep ball. We're just going to keep doing that. Hey, May on the move. Because I will say, May on the move is something that if you really want to go down the rabbit hole, like the way Josh McDaniels used Matt Castle in 2008, had him on the move a lot because he was pretty good at that. May is a more similar body type and style to Castle than, say, Brady. So use that a little bit more, and Castle threw the ball down the field a lot that year too. So they've kind of adapted to that, but now, yeah, it's going to have to look, I think, like that Washington joint practice, at least while Will Campbell's out. I think it's going to have to look more like that.
617-779-7937. If you're just waking up, if you're starting your day, whether it's a day off or you're going shopping or you're just sitting around eating a turkey sandwich, which is what I think most of us want to be doing today, you can give us a call or just text in to that same number. Let's go to Mark in Medford. Mark, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
So, yeah, you know what? I'm going to say this game makes me a little nervous because now that the Giants are officially eliminated, they really got, you know, nothing to play for, nothing to lose at this point, and that makes me a little nervous. But on the other hand, I still think the Patriots will win the game. But I'm looking forward because it's Monday Night Football, and I'm looking forward to what Peyton and Eli have to say about Drake May. Well, more Eli more Peyton than Eli, actually. What are your thoughts on that?
Thanks, Mark. I haven't watched the Manning cast that much this year. My husband loves it. So we end up watching it a lot, especially if it's a bad game, because then it's just kind of more entertaining. I agree to watch Peyton and Eli break down some of this stuff in a really digestible way. Is he saying that as like they're going to have to grovel about how good Drake May is, or and it's that old rivalry with the Giants and with Peyton? Or is it like, oh, there's actually going to be insightful stuff here? I'm going to be at the game in the press box, so I'm not going to get to watch the Manning cast, but I'm curious your thoughts.
Sick brag, bro.
Yeah, exactly. That's me. I work here. Yes, yeah. I will be there on behalf of WEEI.
Thank you for working here. Look, yes. I am interested to hear what Peyton and Eli do say about him, because I respect their quarterback analysis and opinions, and it'll be a lot different than Cam Newton's analysis. Not that I'll bring that up again, but... Yeah,
we'll get back to that, by the way, later in the show. We're on until 11. You better believe we are revisiting that crazy, wild Cam Newton sound.
So I am interested, though, in what Peyton and Eli have to say. I think it's valuable. And look, I agree largely with the caller. Like, I think it's going to be – I expect the Patriots to win this game, sure, but I think it is going to present some problems, especially up front early on in that game. Like, and if Dexter Lawrence and Kayvon Thibodeau play, and I know they haven't practiced, they play – that is going to give them some problem. Not telling you it's going to ruin their night and the Giants are going to win, but it is going to give them some problems.
Were you surprised last week by, I mean, a lot of things on the offense, the way it started surprised me, because I thought that they were going to run through that Bengals team. And once again, the run game looked bad. But were you surprised at how limited the looks to Stephon Diggs were?
Yeah, and it's funny. I even tweeted during the game. I was like, wow, at some point, Diggs has to, like, make a play at some point. And then he had that third down catch, which was huge. But, yeah, it feels like – and we saw that in the New Orleans game, too. And I know he had that big catch that was negated by OPI. But he was quiet for long stretches of that game. And it felt like New Orleans was making an effort to try to take him away. The Bengals maybe were trying to do the same thing. But, yeah, he hasn't been quite as impactful – is maybe other points of the year in that game against Cincinnati. I mean, I don't know if it's, I'm not saying it's like a red flag.
No,
it's just, I think
it's just surprising to me, because I kind of thought that, especially with Booty back, that it would go back to that look of, okay, it's going to be Booty, Diggs, and I don't know, Pop, like throw somebody else in there. But primarily I felt like when they were rolling, it would be Booty, Diggs, Holland, Booty, Diggs, Pop. And then it was the first time that we really saw like a huge reliance on the tight ends in that game. So it's just a different look.
And I think a lot of that, too, is a credit to Mac Hollins. And I know he only had two catches for 30 yards or whatever it was in the game against Cincinnati. But, I mean, he had 64 yards a week before, 100-yard game before that, a 90-yard game before. Like, Mac Hollins has basically forced his way into being a big part of this offense.
And he's probably going to have one of his best statistical seasons of his entire career here, which is a little bit of a surprise, because we thought he'd just be some kind of like utility receiver that you use in the red zone. I know that's something that I'm just making up right now, but like, you know what I mean? Like a gadgety guy.
He brings an element at his size that no one else in the Patriots receiver room does. Like that dude, he just is bigger than everyone else in that receiver room. But to his credit, I mean, was that 54-yard pass it was against Tampa Bay? Kayshawn Booty's out, and you're able to rely on Mac Hollins to get a play like that? That was huge.
So we were talking just a few minutes ago about Brian Burns from the Giants. We played some sound from him, talking about Drake May being maybe a little too poised in the pocket, which I said is a funny criticism. But I think we were understanding that he was talking about being reliant on the big play. Matt from Rhode Island wants to talk about Brian Burns. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, Brian Burns is a great player. Also, thank you for probably letting us in on probably your game plan. They can rush the quarterback, the Giants. So with that being said, in the offensive line where it is, they don't throw any screen passes, which is unusual because Josh McDaniels, he used to be all about the screen. But screens, bubble screens, quick slants, like maybe gets the ball out of his hands quicker this week. and kind of like off what Brian Burns said. And just quick, you know, I never make these calls, but like it's already come and gone. But Stephen A. Smith, like, you know, some people, especially, I think Drake May is a really genuine, like, good young kid. And, you know, some people with their name on their jersey still take, you know, being called liar, you know, a serious thing. It's just like, it's just so gross. And, you know, it is what it is. But, like, to go there, it was just, it was really like, what are we doing? All right, thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks, Matt. Yeah, the Stephen A. Smith stuff, well, it's resurfacing because Cam Newton put out a video yesterday, which I understand if you didn't watch it because it was Thanksgiving, but we did it earlier in the show. We're going to revisit the sound because I think it's, I wouldn't say it's interesting, but it's bad.
It's unique. Can we call it unique?
It's bad and it's funny. So we'll play that later, I promise, and we'll talk more about that if you're not sick of that, I guess, media beef already, but I agree with that second point about Stephen A. Smith looking at the camera and saying, you're a liar. I don't think that's being, like, sensitive. If you look at that and you go, I don't like that. Because that's a very personal attack. Even if it's silly and goofy and you're talking about somebody not watching your TV show and it's so dumb, basically pointing the finger at someone and saying you're a liar is a personal attack.
Yeah, it's not saying, oh, he's fibbing in this situation, or, oh, I think he really does watch our show, or, oh, I think he's not telling the truth.
It wasn't even playful. It's like, it was like, you're a liar.
Yeah, you're a liar. Like,
this is some BS.
Like, it's his character. Like, that's, yeah, that's where it was different. It wasn't like, oh, no, like, he watched our show. Like, no, like, you're a liar. Yeah.
Yeah, that was tough. All right, let's take one more call here. Sorja in Mansfield, one of our favorites. What's going on, Sorja?
Hey, what's going on today, guys? Hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. How's everything going?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Doing great. Really quick here, just previewing the Giants and the Patriots. I think this is going to really be a Josh McDaniels play because, you know, I think he's obviously had a great season, but with the limited personnel that he has, and you think about the logjam that the Giants have at pass rush, I mean, they were trying to trade some of their guys. And I really think that this can be a real statement win again for the Patriots, because the way I look at it is that I feel like the Patriots, everyone keeps talking about the trap game, and I just haven't really seen this team fold, right? They've been really consistent, and what's astonishing to me is that they haven't really hit their peak yet, right? You look at the Broncos on that Thursday night game, they really struggled against the Raiders, right? Obviously, the Colts were exposed against the Chiefs as absolute frauds. So I'll leave you with this, is that I just think it's so exciting as a Patriots fan that, you know, you are kind of getting ready to play your best football, and a lot of teams are going in the great on the opposite direction. And we'll see you in the Super Bowl. Take care now.
Thanks, Sorja. Very optimistic.
Radio Row, here we come.
Very optimistic. Look, it's a way of saying I think the timing is just great for the Patriots. If you're going to choose a season to rebuild very quickly and be in contention, this is the one, because as you said earlier, you may be in a playoffs that doesn't have Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, or maybe not the best version of Lamar Jackson, at least.
Yeah, and I think to his point, have the Patriots, like, have they peaked? Have they hit their ceiling yet? I don't think they have quite. This is where the Campbell and Wilson injuries and the Milton Williams injury kind of hamper that a little bit, because I think if you're really going to hit your ceiling, you need those three guys in there and healthy. But I think, I mean, you could say, like, their game against the Titans, that was pretty awesome. I mean, I know the Titans stink, but, like, they were awesome in that game. Like, that stretch and that Cleveland game, they were really, really good. But, yeah, I think it's an interesting point. I don't know if they've quite hit their ceiling yet.
Okay, we got to take a quick break. On the other side, I want to talk about whether the Giants made a huge mistake in firing one of Mike Vrabel's close personal friends the week that they see Mike Vrabel's very successful Patriots team, right after that.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list. At prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's Mike Vrabel talking about what to expect from the Giants defense. They fired their defensive coordinator, who is a personal friend of Mike Vrabel. That's Shane Bowen. They had one of the worst defenses in the league, so not a huge surprise that they let him go. But a little bit of a surprise that they let him go this week, because I do wonder about the gamesmanship behind the scenes. If you don't think that a coach would tap into their buddy and say, well, what do you think they're going to do over there? Now, at the same time, like, I talked to Sean Morash from WFAN, our sister station in New York. Shout out Odyssey family. And he was like, oh, the defense is finally going to be unlocked. They're going to be so different because the defensive coordinator, Shane Bowen, was holding him back. They should have fired him way earlier in the season. And I'm like, I kind of agree with Vrabel there. What are you going to change so much? You get an extra day going up to Monday Night Football, but you have the holiday in between. Are you really going to change your looks that dramatically?
I will say it can't get any worse than what they were. And hey, maybe they want him to just have Thanksgiving with his family. I don't know. But you look at this defense, Mago, 30th in points per game, 30th in yards per game, last in the NFL in rushing yards per carry.
We just did this with the Bengals.
Like,
we just did this with the Bengals.
31st in the red zone.
You cannot discount them.
No, and I'm saying that defensive front is legit, especially if Dexter Lawrence and Kayvon Thibodeau play. Rushing the passer, they are legit. We just talked about it last segment. But I think the defense as a whole is bad. And I think in 1 week, can they be better than these numbers? Sure. Are they all of a sudden going to be good? No. So like, that's where, to me, and one of the callers said it earlier about the importance of Josh McDaniels in this game. And I talked before about how I think this will just be like week one against the Steelers in 2019, similar game plan. This is going to be a huge coaching staff game, in my opinion.
Ooh,
for the
a
Patriots.
Chess match.
Yeah, well, I go to, okay, you have the extra
chess match
day off
with a guy named Kafka on the other side, by right. The way. I mean, come on. That's a little on the nose there.
You have an extra day off, and also, it's just, you have not just injuries, Megal, but your left tackle, your left guard, your best defensive player in Milton Williams this year, all going to be out
shots
in this game.
Shots fired at Gonzo.
Yeah, well, Milton Williams has been better on the balance of the year, I think.
I agree.
I think this is where coaching staff-wise, you're going to have to really... It's going to be a big coaching staff game. I'm not really wording it right, but I think it's going to be a big game of game plan adjustments. And with the Giants, too, okay, Mike Kafka's an interim coach. They have a new DC. So the Patriots don't fully know what to really expect
from
these guys.
That's the wild part here. Like, as I've been saying, this is a mystery box of a game. You don't even know. This is the case a lot of times, week to week, but you really don't know who's playing in this game. I mean, Kayvon Thibodeau missed a couple of weeks with an injury. One of their top corners has missed several weeks and had a setback coming back from, I think, a shoulder injury. So you just don't know who you're going to be seeing. You can go up and down the roster. Obviously, they lost Cam Scadaboo, and now they have Tracy coming back as their lead running back, but everything with them has been so much in flux. I do think one of the callers earlier had a point that the Giants are a team that's playing with house money. They got nothing to lose. They can play spoiler, go into your house on Monday Night Football and try to embarrass you and put and have Jackson Dart put on a show and say, look, we do have the future here. We got a lot to figure out. But there's that doesn't seem inconceivable to me.
No, I mean, and I think it starts with that defensive front rushing Drake May. And then if Jackson Dart plays well, which again, Patriots have seen this, and I know it was the preseason, but Jackson Dart played well against them, so they've seen it before. You're not sure what to expect with this coaching staff, and that you lose. This Giants team lost one possession game to the Broncos, beat the Eagles. Like, they've been right there. Again, I know 2-10.
They love to find a way to lose close games.
But they're in those close games. And if you're the Patriots so far this year, they won a close game against New Orleans, a team that's not that good. Won a close game against Atlanta, a team that's not that good. Won a close game, obviously, just now against the Bengals, which is a team that maybe is surging after last night.
Well, and here's the other part of this is I think that this, with the injuries that you've sustained on offense, you're going to have to lean on your defense a little bit more not to let these teams hang around.
Yeah.
Because they let the Jets hang around. Obviously, they let the Bengals get out in front and then hang around a little bit. So I just think that you're playing with fire if you start making that more of a habit. We got to take a quick break on the other side because we've been so football heavy. John Heyman did have a really interesting report about what the Red Sox are looking to do in this hot stove portion of the offseason. So what should the Red Sox priorities be? We haven't gotten to talk a lot of this, John, as we've been on air together. We made a list of our priorities, and we'll update you on what John Heyman said he's hearing about who the Red Sox are targeting for their lineup right after this.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.